That's why it's followed by if you're, if you
Feels
know
gambling.
anybody that's a gambling addiction, call this number.
Us. We'll just give him Tyler's number.
I take
You're gonna have a bunch of people with problems calling you. Like, what the fuck? Why are these?
I
Couldn't
had
help
to
me out at
go
all. Who are
to
you?
He just told me to quit bitching and
We're
kept going.
just gonna make a bumper sticker with like a hotline number for Tyler's
Call Tyler.
Tyler's cell.
I had to go to a Merry Haven a while ago for check out the roof, and I was went inside to meet the guy. I was sitting there waiting, like meet one of the guys that like owns the place or runs the place, whatever. And some dude walked by and he like looked at me, so I thought that was him. So I got up and started walking with him, and I was asking him about like questions like about the roof and stuff. And he's looking at me, and he's like, "You're not here about a gambling addiction, are you?"
Not yet.
No, I'm not.
Right? Just checking the place out for the future, you know. Spotting it out, seeing which one's comfy.
A long time ago when I got busted with all the weed and stuff, my lawyer said it looked good if I went to those Merry Havens just to like the classes or whatever, just what came back on. I'm there, right? There's like a whole group of people, they're all taking their turns. Like, this guy's for like meth. This guy's talking his stories about cocaine or some shit. They look at me. I'm like, I'm just here for some weed.
Weed.
I'm
Yeah.
sorry.
Harmless shit. Well.
Not as bad as you guys. Just go ahead and skip me. I'm sorry.
All
I'm
right.
sorry. I'm
My
just here because
name's
they're cool here.
Chris.
Just here for some free coffee and cookies. Sorry, guy. Your
Yeah.
stories are interesting. I'm sorry.
I had a joint.
Yeah. This guy's like, I sold my left kidney for cocaine. It's like, hey, I'm busting some weed. I'm sorry. I just
Right, like
just a little bit.
had to pay like $150.
I'm just here to make my court look a little better.
Right.
Sorry. You guys are making me not want to try meth. So thank you.
Sounds like it's not as fun as you
Right.
guys think it seems. Oh, yeah, it's real shit. Anyways,
Real shit. Not even once.
let's start this podcast.
Welcome to a Sea Object Podcast. I don't know how to say it.
Say it.
Good
job.
This is the Sea Average Podcast.
Welcome to the Sea Average Podcast.
Welcome to the Sea Average Podcast.
More like the world's okayest podcast.
What's up, everybody? Sea Average Podcast, episode 86. Got myself, Chris Webb, Tyler Thomas, Kevin Sayer, and of course, the Mikey Shad. Whole gang's here. We had a nice golf outing. Can't get
Yes.
last if you don't turn in your score sheet.
That's
So
right.
It's true.
let's put it that way. Another great year. Had a lot of fun
The
slapping some balls around.
ghost at the board.
Don't think we were last year, were we?
Did we turn it
Pretty
in last year?
close.
I
We're
think we
down.
did, but I
We're
don't think
down
we
there. We
were. We
did.
don't think we were last. We were
We're pretty
close.
close.
I'm pretty sure this year we were last.
I
We
gotta
didn't
say,
play that bad though.
I
possible.
know.
Maybe we play terrible. All these other people out there, like,
Hold
okay,
on. Hold
you're negative
on.
32
Hold
under,
on.
motherfucker. It's 18 holes.
Kevin duffed the same spot 3 times in a row. Let's
Ooh,
be real.
that's you were like,
why do you gotta do me like that?
you could have planted a tree there. Like, how far down?
Yeah.
We
Hey, Tyler dug himself a pretty decent
could have
hole.
planted a tree.
That was probably, I was in tears
You
laughing so hard at that point.
definitely keep the grass people there employed.
I don't like that three iron. Not easy to hit.
He swings Duffs it. The piece of chunked grass goes flying, goes up, picks it up, puts it back, same, puts it in the spot, tries it again. The same exact spot. I'm laughing so hard right now. Shut up, guys. Does it a third time in a row. And I'm in tears. Oh, I was on the ground. I was in tears. That was so funny.
I didn't think it'd be cool as Tyler did on that one swing.
Tyler took a
big old chunk of fairway. On a practice swing.
I knew what I needed to correct.
What a practice swing.
Don't do that again.
Oh my gosh.
I had so many.
That was a sad day. That was a cold day. It was really cold, cold and windy.
Like the first cold day of the year.
Mikey's over here just yanking people's balls off the fairway.
Ooh, a ball!
Like, have you seen my Pro V1
fairway?
No, I did it.
What was it, like the first like three holes? We found like a bunch of Callaway balls. I'm pretty sure we got like a whole sleeve of somebody's like, what the fuck? I'm already out three Callaways. Hey guys, we got three. We're three up. That guy's three down.
I just found one. Here, you can have mine.
Kevin and I kept taking a bunch too. If there's nobody around.
They should have kept nobody around.
I mean,
let's be fair. I was hitting balls in other people's fairways. They can just take those.
I'm right. sure they I'm did.
Just trading balls.
I'm sure
you do that. You hit it on somebody else's fairway, that's probably going to get taken.
I did find like three of mine as we kept playing from previous holes I hit in different fairways.
An hour
or so. I had one of mine too and drew a penis on it.
There's penis balls everywhere.
Oh, what?
little souvenirs like to give out to people. As I hit the ball 300 yards to the right.
They're probably everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Little Especially messages. People's like, houses and shit. Like, you hit a lot, like, off the property. fucking smoking them, like, screamers.
I smoked. I think it was a shed, though. I don't think it was an actual house, but I definitely hit and it popped.
Somebody's going to find that. Oh, another golf ball. Oh, a penis.
Is yours a dick one? Yep. That's mine.
That's blue dick?
Just my spot. Is it a big one or is it a little chub?
That's a little chub.
Yeah, yep, that's mine.
That's mine.
it's been dropped right there.
Throw that one back.
There's the one hole where like there's a port-a-john off to like the right, and this guy pulls up as I'm about to tee off, and he's just like waving me on like I should go. I'm like, no, buddy.
Go ahead. Go ahead and hit.
Like, I'm good. Right.
Smoked it.
You're in danger.
Right at him.
Oh, I did. It went right at him, but it luckily went over him. But it was in that same direction.
Port-a-john.
Dude, I told you.
Even ducked. He was like, oh, shit.
Holy shit.
He wasn't serious. He is that bad. We're all hitting some pretty shitty shots and some pretty good ones. I say we did all right.
Every now and then.
Every now and again.
We'd see that fairway.
Yeah. At least once per hole.
We had fun. That's what counts.
We did have fun.
It was fun.
That's fun.
Every fun year. Drinking and swinging golf clubs.
Hey, we should do it again in a year.
Right. Yeah, I think we will.
In a year.
In a year, yeah.
I say playing with my friends is all I like.
Yeah,
it's me and my friends doing hood rat shit with my friends.
Hood rat shit and a prestige golf course. Fuck them. We took our own shit.
That wasn't prestige at all. Let's be real.
Right. Okay. No,
that was a good time though. We had like 23 teams.
Raised. It was a good turnout.
I think they said it was at the beginning. They raised over $25,000 for kid supports. For the past 5 years?
Yeah.
Go us. Look at us.
Pretty significant. Yeah.
Us doing big things. Helping kids out.
There was a lot more teams this year than it was last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because last year, I think we were on a hole. I think like pretty much everybody was on a hole by themselves.
Yeah.
There was only like 20 teams.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we play during COVID?
Yeah, that was the first time we played, or the first time I played.
No. Huh. I think so. 2020, something, which is like you're outside. So, let's be real.
Right? Somebody coughed like on the other green, like, oh God, we gotta go.
I remember because we showed up and a bunch of people were wearing masks. We're like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Take that shit off.
I still see people outside wearing masks.
I got people at work that still wear masks.
Didn't they have dividers on the carts too?
No.
Remember that? Didn't they have. It was there, or maybe it was at one of the golf outings I went to for work or something. But they had like a fucking plexiglass divider between the two riders that you could remove it.
That's dumb as shit.
Yeah,
that's so stupid.
Oh God.
Oh, 2020. Like that's it's crazy to think about that year. Now that we're 3 years almost going into 2024. Look back and just like, how did
we're trying to bring it back?
Try to.
Uh-huh. We're still recovering after that shit, and it's just terrible. Oh, I don't know.
Everybody is.
Yeah, the government's like shut down right now, or they're about to be in a shutdown or something like that. Yeah, things are going a little wild. Trump's trying to run for office while. While undergoing a court case. Biden wants to run again. You're just like, oh my God, he's gonna croak here soon.
There's so many.
Mitch McConnell, Biden. He can barely even, he like pees his pants on the podium. He's like, where am I?
Where am I?
Like, there's so many Biden clips.
Hanging out with Joe.
Like he got his microphone cut off the other day, I saw. He just started talking like nonsense, and like we're done with talking. He's like,
"Where am I?"
I'm not into politics at all. But
oh,
that's making me look dumb as shit.
I heard something interesting the other day. You know his two German shepherds that he has?
His bit like 19 people.
Yeah, some shit like that. Like one of the dogs is only 2 years old, has bitten 11 people. 11 people at the White House, like just people like outside doing like security work. Like they'll just come across this dog and it fucking attacks them.
Like, White House, bitch.
Anybody 11
else? 11 people. That dog would have been shot. Oh, it would have been shot.
Nine people ago.
One time at a house. Like,
get one. Depending how bad it is, you give him another chance.
That's just bad being a bad owner.
Like, good thing they don't have an attack cat like you.
Seriously, being a white.
He doesn't have it anymore either, though.
Right?
He mysteriously died.
Mysteriously.
He's buried in the backyard.
Yeah, German Shepherd's
little,
no joke, dude.
Little cross that says "fuck that cat,"
especially the big ones he's got. Oh yeah, man! I bet that hurt like a bitch. I'd be suing his ass. Like, are you serious? I'm out here protecting you, and you got a dog that is out here hunting me. What the fuck?
Like Smithers' dogs?
I guess the other one's fine, but
release
like,
the hounds.
It's the release one the commander. That's his name. The commander one.
Let's be real. You think Biden's going to be able to hold back a dog from biting anybody?
Hey.
He can't even walk.
Dude can't ride a bike.
Where'd he go? He's probably like, thinks the dog, his dog's like a pillow in the White House. Like, he's sitting there petting it. The dog's outside ripping people apart.
Oh, Commander. He's so soft today.
Sir, that's a rug.
There's got to be times in Secret Service guys just looking at each other like, this guy's like, really? We got to watch him again?
Like, I got to risk my life for this dude?
Right?
I saw the other day
shit they hear and see.
He had
God bless him.
You see, he had like a note card of what the fuck to do the other day? And he like he turned it around because it wasn't a note card. It was like a cheat sheet.
It was upside down. Like...
It said like, it literally says like, walk in the room, sit down, talk about this. Then depart. Like it's like that's what it says on GC. And he had different notes on the back of it. So he's reading these notes, and like the camera zooms in, you can see what it tells him to do. You know, like You gotta look fucking stupid to any other country.
Oh, we have to.
Like, why do we pick between these two people? Between a dude.
Well, the big thing now is they all, or the people want them to not get paychecks during this period of shutdown. But you know that also affects the military, and it also affects like all the like national
the state airlines. Parks
and everything, and the air everything shuts down.
Like, tell me so, that's not a lot scary.
Of,
the fucking...
A lot of people get out of business and everything. Like, they, like, don't get paychecks until the government goes back into...
TSA's not getting paychecks.
It's
not
like it's the first time it's happened.
To...
It happens almost every year.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
It happens almost every year at this time.
Now they know how I feel, and they fuck up my tax refund. Let's go fuck.
Yeah, but that's fucked up. Especially to, yeah, all the veterans and everything that don't get their money. Man, that's...
They fuck them. They fuck bad veterans deal. Anyways.
Yeah.
Government, the government, it's a joke. Let's be real.
Yeah, we're all screwed. we're all screwed until it
a
comes.
Little more each year.
Yeah,
dangle that out in front of us. Oh, we gotta be quicker than that.
So I just go to work every day, do my shit, go home. I don't cause chaos.
Speaking of chaos,
I take a roundabout a little fast.
Curb a little tight.
Car just screeching.
Get it, Brian. Now, speaking of chaos, I had 16 kids at my house today.
Kids?
16, yes, because my son had a birthday party. And he apparently he's the most popular kid in his school because everybody fucking came to my house. Ooh. And it was... It was madness.
Oh,
luckily only like two kids.
A lot of presents. Only two. It's a good year. It's a good. It was a good year, and only two.
Bonked her heads or some shit.
Oh,
and he's into Legos now. So he has like every fucking Lego set that I get to step on as I walk across the hallways now. So that's
Them motherfuckers are cheap. Like $130 for a kit, like one of the small ones too. And you're just like, what?
I'm glad he can do them because I fucking hate Legos.
No kidding, man. Ooh,
I don't have the patience.
Wears thin. I'm just like, especially when one doesn't click together, man. I'm sitting there struggling at the first couple pieces. Like, and I'm just like, nope.
You ever get those cheap off the cheap Legos, like the fake ones? Like,
oh, those things suck. Yeah. Oh my god,
they don't snap together.
No, I've got those ones. They're like little Pokemon ones, and. Oh, dude, they're awful. As soon as you like blow on it, like their leg falls off. You're like, oh, how the hell are they gonna play with that?
The cheap ones like, you like off of Amazon. Their instructions are just so ridiculous. Like Legos, it's like every piece is a step.
Mm-hmm.
But the cheap ones, it's like
six.
There's
pieces
like
together,
there's like four steps,
out.
And like each step is like 800 pieces.
Yeah, it's just like
this.
They show you a different view of it. Like, you're like,
now it looks like this. You gotta figure out what goes where.
Yeah, like...
Follow the instructions.
Man, and then as soon as you build it, the kids fucking drop it.
Kids' toys now stuck. Like their toys really do suck nowadays. Like if you're not like into Pokemon or like one of those really big ones, those toys are garbage. Like they don't last.
What'd you used to play with? Like my big things. Like I was huge into Street Sharks. I had. Yeah. Like every action figure though, that and Dragon Ball Z,
Biker Meister Mars.
I remember those.
I had those too. Yeah, the ones with the I remember those. The rats.
Yeah,
or they were like they had like the patches and like piercings and stuff.
Yeah,
they're all padded up like bikers. Yeah, those were weird. That was a commercial or that was a cartoon on it.
I think
Saturday morning, wasn't it? Yeah,
supposedly what's his name?
Seth Rogen
bringing it back.
Was it Seth Rogen doing it?
Was it Seth Rogen?
Is his voice going to be in it? That'd be really weird.
Probably.
like driving a motorcycle.
He's in every fucking thing.
Yeah, he's fucking a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got, like I said,
money.
I got four of his buddies standing right now. So if you guys hear some screaming, it might not be a bit edited out. Scream back at him. Get the fuck downstairs! Throw the podcast!
I'm your daddy now.
I was at a break out of fight earlier.
What? Like,
yeah, there's like, I hear screaming and crying. I go downstairs and like one kid's crying, like, he hit me with that. With, we have like a swing down there, and he hit me with the swing, and the other kid's crying, he slapped me in the face. God, you guys gotta stop, or you guys are going home calling your parents.
Like, hit him back, rock or shut bottom. The fuck up.
Right? Don't you guys remember doing that to other parents? Like when you slipped over at their house?
Do
like
what?
You guys would get wild and their parents would just sit there and like come down and yell the fuck at you. Like, shut the fuck up or I'm taking your ass home.
Yes, like when we were kids, like I remember being loud, but like we were like
never be allowed
here. Hacking the shit out of each other and like hitting each other.
Yeah.
At least
I did. I broke
Michael.
I mean, you do, yeah. But you don't go crying to the fucking parents about it.
I broke my arm doing that.
Where? I mean, like wrestle with each other and shit. Yeah, we weren't like a baby about it. Like he hit me.
Well, we WWE, man. We knew like, how to fake wrestle.
I broke my arm on somebody.
Why are you fighting people? I'm trying to have a good time.
We were watching wrestling, dude. We were watching WCW.
What's that mean? It's like
it was
it's
big different. Back in the day, dude. We were when slamming like wrestling each other, in the
but
couches
you're not crying about it.
Oh no!
One and telling on everybody.
Oh yeah, like suplexing people on the couch or like.
Oh yeah.
Clotheslining them. Oh yeah, we got
to fast.
I jumped off my swing set so many times on my trampoline.
That's probably why your knees are terrible.
That's probably
it's your back.
All that shock absorption every jump, your kneecaps are just like.
That's actually kind of funny. Like, I wonder why my back hurts so much. And you like you look back and you're
all those times you're like flipping off. And you're like, thought nothing of it.
Double bouncing, you see me
shake it off. All right, I feel all right.
I'm good. That's future 20 Chris
years
problems.
Later.
Knickers.
I'll be fine.
My knees are pretty much shot. Like if I go down, like if there's something on the bottom level in the grocery store. I look around to make sure there's like no people around me because it sounds like a machine gun or like a crumbled bag of chips. Just like, I'm like, ah, and I stand up like, like, oh, about to hurt.
I lay with Maverick to fall asleep in his bed. And I have to like get out of the bed real slowly. And there's times yeah. Like I know like as soon as I like get up in a certain position, my knees just pop. I've woken up a couple times by the way. I'm like, damn it.
Just walking up the stairs, just snapping.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Mine do that all the time.
Yeah.
That's the worst, trying to get out of the bed without getting the kids to wake up.
Oh yeah. Fucking game.
What?
Oh, when the
you learn where all the creaks are on the floor.
Yeah,
like
how to jump around.
When Kaizen was a baby, like when we first moved into this house, we didn't like all the whole entire upstairs was hardwood floors, and eventually I'd put carpet in there. But like that was a game to where your feet would like if it was like hot, your feet would like stick to the floor and make a noise when you like fucking walk, and you had to find like there was a certain path I had to take. Like it's like I'm from his crib to the left, up and right, and like I had to walk that path. I only reason I figured that out is because multiple times he's woken up because I fucking creaked in the floor.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the stickiness. I was like, dude, just mop the floor. Just sitting there, avoid the stickies.
Just wear socks.
I eventually started doing that. We just got
Kevin comes in with the ultimate solution. Just wear socks.
It's like Caitlin gives me shit because I cannot walk. I can't walk around this house barefoot. Like I won't do it. This is like all the.
Can.
I mean, not saying our floor's dirty, but
it's all the
dog hair, cat hair,
kids.
Like you never know what you're gonna step on. And ours is. That's. I mean, it's not wood. It's laminate, but.
Yeah, it's got to be cold on the feet though, when it's not carpet. I hate walking around my house when it's. I always have socks on.
I always have socks on.
You sleep with socks on?
I mean, they always look gross because they're
no fuck hair, no. But... Hell no! I sleep almost next to naked, man. I can't have clothes on me. I hate that. I feel so restricted.
Mm-hmm.
like I'm choking or something, like gotta like move, and I'm just like,
I know where Mike's retiring in some nudist colony.
Oh yeah, I hope Kylie and I will.
You guys want to come over? When
we're having tea on the lagoon.
What's that movie? Not Road Trip, Euro Trip. And to go to that nude beach, he's like, so what's the deal on boners? Or just bury it, like dig a hole in the sand, or let my flagpole fly?
It ends up being a bunch of old people.
Oh yeah, that is one of my that's one of my favorite movies.
It is one of mine too. That's such an underrated movie.
It is good.
Scotty
doesn't. You got Matt Damon in there
randomly.
Scotty doesn't.
You know he's not even like credited for that.
So I've actually read stories about that movie. The only reason that he's in that movie, because it was mostly shot in Prague, and he was there, they couldn't afford to fly another actor to do that part, but they found out, the producers or whatever, found out that Matt Damon was in Prague shooting, like, the Brothers Grimm or something, so he was already there shooting another movie.
Oh my god.
So they only had, like, one night with him, so every scene that he's in, they shot the same night.
He's just in that one...
It's just the beginning.
Yeah, just that party.
Yeah. But like they shot all that.
That's pretty funny.
Like over like 12 hours.
That wouldn't be a hard part to act out. It was just being a wild fucking
yeah.
Just making it. Scotty doesn't know.
Cooper is my favorite.
Oh god. I haven't seen that movie in a long, long time.
It used to be on TV a lot. I haven't seen it.
I have it somewhere on DVD.
I still think Grandma's Boy is better than that one. Grandma's Boy is pretty gold.
It's more.
Yeah.
More, what do I say? Inappropriate, I guess you'd say. Than that.
Those are early to mid 2000s comedy movies, though. Like, they're the best.
Tough to beat.
Can't do them nowadays.
No.
No. Who were we just talking about the other day?
Oh, they're on strike.
The fucking You guys remember the Man Show?
Yeah. Oh my god.
That would not fly. The original Man Show? Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla?
That would not fly at all.
I love how nobody gives Jimmy Fallon. No. What's his name?
Norm.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel. I love how nobody gives him shit for his old beer show.
He did blackface.
Call Malone.
He did blackface at one point. He got some shit for it, but not nearly as much as people do now.
Man, and people love him still.
Yeah.
He's got his own talk show. Adam Carolla was way better. He was way funnier.
That's right. And then it was Joe Rogan, right? When did Rogan take over?
Rogan did it?
Pretty sure it was, Kimmel and Rogan.
Kimmel.
Was Kimmel it after left. Fear Factor?
Or was it Kimmel, Kimmel left?
Yeah, it was after
Fear Factor.
Fear Factor was a great show, too.
Fear Factor was crazy.
We have it on our cafeteria at work all the time. Yeah. Some like random-ass channel, it plays Fear Factor like almost nonstop.
It's on Samsung. Like, it's one of their free TV channels.
That might be it, because it's Samsung TV.
I feel like I could do almost any of those stunts, except for the eating, like, the fucking bull's blood or some shit, like drink the shit, like that stuff would be, that'd be the toughest part.
I can do bull's blood
in like a tank full of spiders, though. See, or like creepy crawlies.
I could do spiders. Snakes, I ain't fucking with snakes, though.
I would just close my eyes. I'd just close my eyes and just let it be.
Just that easy. Just
snakes would be okay as long as they weren't poisonous. I wouldn't give a shit. Like, as long as they're not gonna kill you. Like, they're not gonna put you in there with a bunch of cobras.
Nope.
But I couldn't do maybe eating a lot of the bugs. Like, some of those bugs were just like
the cockroaches. I feel like I could snatch one of them.
Yeah, but they were alive. Like, some of them were like biting the inside of their mouths when they were eating them and shit. I was just like,
start eating.
No, I would throw up. I would be like half those people and just sit there, and it would go in instantly, crunch, explode my mouth, and out it would all come.
God, nope. you remember the you guys, obviously I'm sure you guys at the same time I did, because like all the MTV shows, Next,
Oh, yeah. The dating shows.
The Room Raiders.
Parental Control.
Parental Control.
Do you remember the next episode of the, what was it? Wasn't there a girl that fell off the bus? Wasn't there one that actually fell like straight off the bus? Then she popped up and was like, hey, and she wasn't. Next. They kept it in the show.
Walk your happy ass back on the bus.
Way to go. Turn around. Oh, yeah.
What else?
Oh, my God. What was it? Pimp My Ride?
I fucking love Pimp My Ride.
Pimp My Ride. Those cars ended up never working, though.
There's stories.
They got lawsuits and all kinds of shit of like cars like catching on fire, like fucking like the shit like not working, like legal stuff not working.
They would go after Exhibit, and he's like, "Motherfuckers, I didn't do that to your car." He's like,
"I didn't pimp your ride. I just told these motherfuckers to pimp his ride.
I'm gonna pimp your ride.
I'm Exhibit. I'm out."
Oh man, nostalgia.
Yeah, some of those shows were ridiculous. No, then the real world killed it. The real world brought out all those reality TV shows, and then we were forced on reality TV shows for God half a century.
Yeah, forever.
It's still going.
I watch The Real World every year, every season.
I did a couple, but not like, geez, dude, they had like
Survivor still going,
spinoffs and shit. Yeah, wait, didn't they get rid of Survivor for a while and then they brought it back?
I think so.
I thought they got rid of it at one point.
I don't know. They're on like season 30.
Almost as old as.
I did a tape for Real World. What? Didn't get called, obviously. But I did.
Dang. I wanted to always do The Amazing Race. Yeah. That show always looked fun, dude. Oh, that would be amazing. I feel like I'd be good at that.
You can't speak the language and you're like running, you're angrily like yelling at the person
what
with
the
you.
Fuck is this?
Listen to me.
Listen to what I'm saying. So they're just like,
just carjack them. Start telling them, like,
go in this place right now. All right, go GTA style. Oh, that'd be fun. You gotta win at all costs.
Yeah. I watch a lot of Game Show Network now. I watch trivia and all that shit all the time. It's like, that's all we ever watch for the most part.
Yeah.
People Puzzler.
We watch Murder, the NFL.
Murder. You just look up lines, watch people
just murder.
Couple singing shows.
You don't watch some happy go lucky singing show or someone getting brutally murdered and dying.
Just get on Netflix and search Murder.
Feeling, babe.
Yeah.
Murder.
You want to watch people die and get put away for life? Sounds good.
She's just like, I would have got away with it.
Some of them are fascinating. Other ones, you're just like, oh, man.
They're doing it all wrong. Doing it all wrong.
See? All right. I'll cover my tracks.
All right.
I saw there's new episodes of the Murdoch trials.
My wife was watching that earlier today.
Yeah, I watched about half of it last weekend.
God.
I watched the whole first season. That was pretty crazy.
I didn't watch any of the first season, but I watched about half of the second season.
We've been watching this Court TV. Have you ever seen Court TV?
Yeah.
Or not Court TV. Court Cam. Court Cam. It's the guy that did the Live PD. But remember, Live PD got shut down for some reason? So he started a video thing of Court Cam. Did they?
Yeah. So this random trials and stuff going on.
Some of the shit is the craziest stuff you'll ever see. Like dudes like in handcuffs running, like jumping off of balconies like two stories high and like landing on their back, like right in the lobby. Dude, people bolting out, like just some of the scenarios and crap. You're just like, oh my God. Oh, we saw one judge. He was this, what was he? Public defender. He was yelling at him. He was like, if you don't shut up right now, he's like, I'm so mad at you. If I had a rock, I would throw it at you. And then they started to go at it again. He's like, I'll kick your ass. He's like, I'll take you out in the hall right now. They both went out there. You could hear the tussle like going on, like during court. This judge like beat the shit out of this public, like an old guy. Beat the shit out of this young public defender, walked back in court, and just like proceeded on, just like nothing happened.
What the fuck?
I'm not even kidding you. And then he like he had to leave on like administrative leave for a while or something.
That's crazy.
He told this dude he's gonna beat the shit out of him in the middle of court.
Talk that shit, man.
Oh my god.
It's called On Patrol Live. It's on Peacock.
Hmm. Check it out. What the fuck happened to Tyler?
I don't know. He just bounced.
Yeah, some of the stuff's pretty crazy. They just flip from like different like cop cruisers from like different states everywhere, and they just find live cams.
They got Daytona Beach, Toledo.
Ooh, Toledo.
Officers in Toledo.
You guys remember seeing the one that was in Columbus, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Franklin County for like one of the last seasons.
Like I remember the one where like they show up to this person's house and there's just porn blaring. And
oh, that's right.
You guys like, let me just turn this off real quick. Like, ah, that's Columbus. Yay, go on.
They did. They busted into that hotel.
That room. Was like one of the first episodes. In Franklin
They're County. Arresting her in the background. They're just like some girls getting like.
It's funny too because like you watch it and you're off? Like, hey, I know where they're at.
I'm just right? gonna turn that like, off. That's hilarious.
So Casey was trying to buy a new our trampoline's kind of getting trashed. Oh, here's Tyler. I'll wait for him. Pause back on.
Oh, I just did that.
There we go. Welcome back.
Peter died. I had to grab a charger.
So, we're trying to get a new trampoline. In case you once found one on Facebook Marketplace, she just happened to tell me, she's like, "Oh yeah, I need you to go pick this. Go take a look at it and pick it up." Like you have to I have to take it down from the. Like, I have to yeah, take their shit down, and then take it back to my house. Right. I was like, "All right, fine." It's like 7 o'clock at night. She's like, "I was like, what's the address?" She's like, "Oh, it's just you know, it's just past Grandview." Grandview is a pretty nice area, but no, I put the address in. It's in the fucking hilltop. Hilltop's a hood.
They're just baiting you.
Oh yeah. I get there.
You take this apart, while we rob you.
Right. I get there. This is the reason why it's only like it was a $1,200 trampoline, and they only wanted $100 for it. Like there's a reason for it. I think it was a piece of shit. Like yeah,
you actually went.
We're not taking it. Yeah, I went after I was already. I was already on the way. Yeah, I saw it. I survived, guys.
I survived.
Wow. I survived. Didn't get robbed. It was nice. They were good people. Good people.
Well, yeah.
So I was like, babe,
why do you just fix the one you have?
Are you sure Casey wasn't just trying to get rid of you?
Could have been. Yeah. I mean.
You can buy the parts online.
She's been watching a lot of murder mysteries.
Yeah, just send you to a sketchy neighborhood. Well, maybe you won't come back.
No, there's like a hole in the actual like tramp. I don't know what is it, the tarp part? I don't know, tarp.
Yeah, the surface.
The thing.
You can buy a replacement.
Or just buy a brand.
I just did it. It's seven. It cost me $70 for a brand new nice one, like nicer than the one it came with on Amazon.
Mm. Nice.
Took me 15 minutes to hook it back up. Took me like 20 minutes to re-thread that fucking net. Comes with like
that's what sucks.
A stupid shoestring that you got to sit there and through the string, out the string,
crochet
all the way around. Yep.
kids are soft these days. Back in my day,
good at sewing. Now
you don't have nets. Back in my
day. I know.
You get double bounced off that bitch, and you land right on your tailbone.
Mm-hmm.
You just took it.
right? You'd have that's five or six of them up there, like, who's going to bounce off? Hey, collarbone.
Like I said, there's like a hole on a trampoline, like, you know, like this. And they had like all those, like 16 kids were fucking jumping on that same time. Like, whoa.
Oh, God.
Guys, you see how strong it is today.
Right? Things hitting the floor. The metal's bending in.
I have fell through one before because of that shit.
I fell through ours. I finally ripped ours. Yeah. I did a flip and I just went right through to the ground. It's like, well, now we need a new one. Ryan got mad at me because he was bouncing on it and it was like half of it was bounceable. The other half was like completely ripped and he would just stay on the one side. Like, why are you jumping on this? Like, and he did. And then I went up there and ruined it. He's like, it's all your fault. You're the one that ripped it. What? No. It's 5 years old. That's what ripped it.
No, it was that windstorm that blew the trampoline up against the side
across
of the
house. Yard.
Across the yard.
We've had one of those before. A couple of years ago, we had a trampoline tumbleweed rolling down the street.
We've had someone in our yard.
Those carry, man. They go. Yeah, once they go, man, they're like big old sails.
So I got my trampoline.
I got a new one. You just blew into my yard. Hey.
Find it out.
Look what daddy got.
Mother Nature's a bitch. Or a blessing.
A blessing.
Right. One fell from the sky.
Feeling mine and Heidi that day with your coffee and that morning. Yeah. God loves me.
Did you get my sleep last night?
Oh,
you're sleeping.
Well, I'm glad we don't have to worry about hurricanes and shit like that.
Just get tornadoes, but
bumfuck Ohio.
Yeah, we just get snow.
No, we don't get tornadoes. We get scares. Dayton gets tornadoes. They get blasted. We just get the sirens and high wind.
We don't even go in the basement. We just go outside and look for the damn thing.
Where? Right? Ohio dads. Hear a siren if it's on the front porch. Right? Stand on the front porch. Tornado.
I don't see it. Right?
That's what, like, tornado warnings don't mean shit here unless you actually see the damn thing.
Right? Right.
Should we go in the basement?
Nah.
Didn't happen if you don't see it.
No, you fucking see it. Good.
It's not going to hit us.
Right. I'm standing here. You know that?
I remember
it's going to go around me.
I visited my sister in California way a long time ago. And I remember just like, I felt an earthquake. It wasn't anything. It was lasted 2 seconds. I was like, what the fuck was that? She's like, what are you talking about?
Sure, what a bowel movement.
I was getting feel. No, I have those all the time. I know what those feel like. Earthquake, a little different. And I was like, what the fuck is that? She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, you just feel that? She goes, oh, it's just earthquake. Happens all the time. What do you mean it happens all the time?
Just the earth shifting.
Earth is
around
shaking.
Us.
Just safe. Yeah.
The Thompson's house, yeah, completely under last week.
Black hole just swallowed it up.
Yeah.
Oh, California, man! Aren't they burning? They're burning. Well,
that's Maui.
That was Hawaii.
Oh yeah, that's Hawaii. Well, California was burning.
California's always burning.
They should probably just break off from the United States. Just go float. Go float out there.
That'd be some shit.
That would be some shit.
New York's like under like a shit ton of water. You see that?
Oh, from the hurricane?
Oh, is that what it is? Is that what it's from?
I would guess.
It came
been
up
getting
hit
pounded
there.
With rain.
Them on like Maryland and...
Been like five or six hurricanes in the past like month.
I don't watch it
anymore. Like every time I watch the weather, they're like, well, we're going to be a little dry up here, but down here we got hurricane blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, damn, again? It's like the sixth time this week.
It's gonna rain.
It's raining sideways.
Rain. Right? Say fuck Florida. No, Florida's underwater. They're gonna be underwater here soon. Ain't gonna be a state. It's all sand.
No, it's all sand anyway, man. They're sinking.
You gotta go get them, Chris.
Might have to go bust some asses.
Oh, the fuck to sleep.
I told you, go bad.
Fun being a dad at 10:30 or 11:30 at night.
11:30 at night, I know.
This is me time. Fuck you.
Starter me.
What is that?
Canes.
Oh. That sounds yummy.
Sponsor us. Sponsor.
Same shit. Kids practice.
Every night.
Work. Being tired.
Always tired.
I don't have two kids. I don't got to worry about practices and shit all the time.
What are you talking about? I only got two kids and I have to worry about practices all the time.
You get kids in sports. That's why.
Wait, kids does golf sports. On Tuesdays for like 2 hours.
Do you have to go golfing with them?
No. Luckily, it's right around the corner, so she goes and she just drops him off.
So you get to go to his matches?
He's not in matches yet.
You should be like one of those guys who just scream, you know, after each time, after he tees off.
Scream like random.
It's in the hall.
Everybody yells it. It's in the hall.
I did it to my brother. He was playing in high school a long time ago. Everybody looked at me when I said it, but I enjoyed it. Made me laugh.
You're the only one. That's all that matters.
Have a great game, buddy.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and leave now. Did what I need to do.
he's embarrassed. <Good luck. laughs>
And he's embarrassed. All right, good. All right, I'll see you guys later.
Yep. So it's all my about the head game.
Did my job.
Like right now, it's more like just familiarization and like learning how to play golf.
Just taking tips.
Well, that's what I told him. Like I want you to do this because then you could fucking teach me.
Yeah, I could use all the tips. But I also only play once a year.
Bet
so
you could.
It doesn't really matter.
Yep, we got a whole nother year to wait.
Wait. Putt putt is about the most I play. I dominate
still
don't
that. Even play that.
It's my kids. Dominate my kids tonight. Let's be real.
Yeah. But you have to.
Don't let them win, people.
Well, yeah, let your kids win. Well, once they do, it's all downhill from there.
Got to earn those W's.
Right? The heck, it's too big.
Got to humble them. Got to let them know.
Right? You win, they're like, ha-ha, look how good I am at this. Like, you want to go do this?
Let's let you know, you ain't shit.
You ain't never gonna be shit.
I think you're good, but you're not. Oh, fuck. All right. We'll end it here. We'll end it early one. Long day. I got a longer day tomorrow.
Yeah.
More sports. Don't get to sleep in.
Yay for sports.
Dad life. All right. Well, appreciate everybody listening. Hope you learned something today.
Yes.
What's Mikey's words of wisdom?
I don't know.
He's too tired.
I am pretty tired.
I'm too tired to tell you anything. But all right, Chris Webb, Tyler Thomas, Mikey Shide, Kevin Sire, Savage Podcast. We love you guys. We're out. Bye.
Bye.